If you heard the headline today, you might have thought it was fake, but it's not. Playboy has announced it will stop publishing nude pictures in its magazine. True, the change is scheduled to take place next spring. Playboy says that more than 50 years after its launch, the bunny transcends nudity. That is very much the case in foreign countries, but the move toward covering up its playmates isn't all about the brand. That's the word from Ravi Somaiya. He's a reporter with the New York Times.
When the magazine started, it was avant-garde. It was very progressive. Now nudity is all over the internet. And so it doesn't make that much sense for a magazine to run pictures of naked ladies anymore, especially given that it costs them advertising dollars. It makes their content less safe for work. And they are hoping that the magazine's DNA, that its strong brand, will carry it through even without the nudity.
It's weird, though. I mean, this is a business that made it thanks to nudity, and now that nudity is bad for business.
Yeah, I mean, if you'd asked Hugh Hefner when he started the magazine whether he thought there would ever be a time where people were bored of seeing naked ladies, I'm guessing he would have said no. I mean, what the magazine said to me is that it's been a victim to the forces it unleashed. Before Playboy, you know, nudity and sex to some extent were a very furtive activity. And now you just have to step outside of your home and you can see it everywhere.
Well, yeah, it's used to sell everything. I mean, the Playboy bunny is one of the most recognized logos in the world. If you go to a country like China, where there are heavy censors, what's Playboy all about there?
The weird thing is that Playboy doesn't publish any magazines in China. So it's just the brand kind of reputation and luster. 40% of their sales of licensed products come in China, despite the fact that no magazine is published there, which gives you an idea of how strong the brand is.
So we're talking T-shirts and coffee mugs?
Well, apparently the best-selling products are bath products. So it's soaps, shampoos, other
like,
things.
Like the Playboy bunny soap?
I don't know if there's directly a bunny soap, but certainly a Playboy soap.
Do you think that like people in China using Playboy bath products, do they know what the origin of all that is?
I mean, one would presume, but probably maybe not in as much detail as someone who grew up reading it in the United States.
You know, in its early days, Playboy's currency was kind of madman decadence with Hugh Hefner's cover of Freedom of Expression. I'm curious to know what you think has replaced that original decadence.
It's a very, very interesting question. There is a kind of a new breed of adult magazines which go in more of a fashion, art, photography sort of direction. They're often run by women. They're sort of more neutral in which genders they appeal to. And, you know, they celebrate all forms of decadence, not just...
Give me an example or two.
There's a magazine called Adult, actually. There's a magazine called Louis, which is kind of the French version of Playboy. But they've all become far more sort of omnivorous in their appetites, I would guess. You know, it's not so much the silk robe and the cravat as anything goes.
Yeah, don't forget the martini glass.
Exactly. Although they probably still enjoy a martini, because who doesn't?
Ravi Somaiya with the New York Times. Thanks very much.
Thank you.